Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Stuck on that riff, or the needle stuck on the record. That is all it is. All right, never mind. Let's keep going. Let's get at it. Seven after the hour. It's the Good Day program. Nothing is perfect. We learn that as we live our lives, even though I think that we have, since COVID, literally, we've all done a lot of healing, and that's good. There are other things from which we could be healed, or maybe you are being healed. Maybe there's something going on in your life that hasn't been pleasant, and you've gotten over it, you've gotten through it, and now you're on the right side, the bright side, the upside, on the other side of whatever it is that may have been an issue for you, whether it was personal, had to do with relationships, had to do with work, had to do with health, whatever it is, you can heal yourself in a manner of speaking by having the right attitude. A lot of people, I put healing and helping sort of in the same sentence, the same phraseology, Jay. I think we're here to help, and we're also here to heal. You wonder why. A lot of people, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday about why we're here. Why is Jay here? Why is James Collins here? Why is Doug Steffen here? Why are you here? Why? What are we supposed to do? What are we gaining from being here?
We all have a purpose. The question is what? Why?
Yeah. Finding it. Much as anything else, finding your purpose. A lot of people dedicate themselves to doing certain things. Like there's the big movement that I chastise because I think the organization of it is faulty, but I don't think it's a bad idea to be kind to our planet, to be good to our home, to be helpful to Mother Nature. I was talking to somebody yesterday also about we're organizing some stuff on the farm for Earth Day. Which is coming, it just seems everything is coming faster and faster and faster. That's in April, but here we are on February the 29th. It's National Leap Day. It's a leap year. And so, you know, we know that it's once every 4 years. I have a friend named Patricia Lust who went to college with me. She's the only person that I know who is a February 29th birthday. I need to send her a well-wishing, some kind of a greeting today. Mm-hmm. She takes it in stride. It's interesting because there are a lot of people who think this is cool, and a lot of places have parties, right? And then there are those who have birthdays today. And so do they only celebrate once every 4 years? I think they have their celebrations. But most people I know who are February 29th, I know a few people well, and a few people, well, maybe one or two well, and a few people casually, they don't really care. Mm-hmm. A big deal is made out of this by everybody except those people who have
probably
a birthday.
Well, I would think it'd be a bigger deal
29th.
As a child, because everybody gets to mm-hmm. celebrate their birthday on the day of their birthday, and then if their birthday falls on a weekday, they also will celebrate maybe on a day of the weekend for their party, so they get kind of two celebrations. And people who are born on leap day, they don't get to celebrate their birthday on the actual day of year. I always question, do they celebrate it on the day before or the day after? Have they adopted, whenever it's not a leap year, have they adopted March 1st or February 28th as their designated birthday?
I think I've heard both sides to that. Some the day before, some traditionally. I think more people on February 28th than on March 1st would celebrate their birthdays. And so then you go back to the calendars, the Roman era, and how the calendars were constructed. The thing that is more, that really hits me harder than anything else is the fact that all of this stuff sort of fits. you know, whether the Romans stumbled into it by having Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar have months named after them. But think about the perfection that is the planet, how it cycles itself through in the same way every day. It goes around the sun, is visible certain times of the day, certain things happen during the year that change the seasons, but it's perfection. The planet is perfect because it has the ability to have life on it. What we do with the planet, what we do with our lives, that's kind of up to us. It's about the, you know, the business about, if you hear, depending on who you talk to philosophically, of will, right? You have, everybody has their own will, and we can, you know, we do things based on our will. We have the will to do this or the will to do that. And anyway, so I find the whole business of whose birthday it is today and how you celebrate it to be an interesting conversation. Tony Robbins is, let's see, look at the list of people who have a birthday. Let's see. Dennis Farina, remember him? He's passed away. Mm-hmm. A good actor, was a police officer. Did I, you know that? He was a police. He and Danny Aiello.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
Yeah. He and Danny Aiello were friends, and they became actors in Second City. And Dennis was a police officer who got to do a bit part in a movie, and he loved it, so he just pursued it. Same with Danny Aiello. He was a bus driver, and then he was a bus dispatcher, and then he got into the same, kind of had a bit part driving a bus in a movie, and then, bingo, he became a very good actor, as was Dennis Farina. So let's see here. Who else has a birthday today? I'm looking for names that you would recognize. William Hathaway was a senator back in the 20s. Dinah Shore, actress and TV host, singer. Her birthday was February 29th, 1916. Let's see here. Jimmy Dorsey, who was a band leader in the 1940s, is born on leap year 1904. Then there's he was called Pepper. John Pepper Martin, baseball player, was born in 1904. So, and if you know somebody who is born on a leap year baby, and then why don't you go out of your way to wish him a happy birthday and have him. Hey, I'd like to have a little survey. Maybe you ask the question, maybe this is something we can do on our social media, Jay. Do you know anybody who is a leap year baby, or are you a leap year baby? And if so, how do you celebrate, and when do you celebrate, and how do you feel about this business of being born on February 29th, whatever year it is? Why? Well, I guess it's not a why. You could, well, the way things are today, you get a C-section, you schedule the birth for, you know, kind of within
not
reason.
Not always. C-sections aren't always planned.
No, they aren't, but I'm just saying sometimes they are.
And then
so we have an extra
when,
day.
Those can be planned. Sometimes people have it scheduled to be induced without a C-section. But, yeah, a lot of people can kind of pick, essentially, the date of birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I think this is interesting. Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Every year divisible by 100 is not a leap year. So unless the year is also divisible by 400, then it is still a leap year. That's pretty confusing, right? So let's put it into practical terms. 1800, 1900, 2100, 2200, 2300, 2500 are not leap years. 2000 and 2400 are leap years. So that means that year 2000 is kind of special. First time the third rule was used in many parts of the world, the rule of exceptions, manner of speaking, the old calendar. I think, in essence, the practical side of this is we need this day. The reason leap years are needed, the calendar needs to be aligned with the Earth's motion around the sun. So, you know, this is, the time between two vernal equinoxes is 365.2422 days. That means it takes that many days for the Earth to make one revolution around the sun, orbiting the sun. So if you have a calendar with 365 days, there's an error there, like 6 hours a year. But what amazes me, or what sort of makes me wonder, how does it, again, turn out to be as perfect? What happens to those 6 hours during the course of the 3 years and 365 days? Right? This is, they call this a solar day. That's what confuses the heck out of me. I'm not a linear thinker. Maybe it would be better if I if I was, but I'm not. So anyway, maybe that makes sense to you. Depends on, I guess, what you have fun with in terms of your head. Also, what happens, this is one of the traditions that was developed around the 14th or 15th century. Leap year traditionally became the time that women would propose marriage. So, you know, today, women propose marriage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
back,
you know,
then, yeah,
what do they say?
Not a norm.
Back in the day, society kind of looked down on women. Men were, and, you know, it's been this way for a long time, frankly. And so the tradition was started back in Ireland. St. Bridget complained to St. Patrick about women having to wait for so long for a man to propose to them. So the law was changed. February 29th was ignored and had no legal status. And so the people who had no status, i.e. women, that were able to do what they wanted to, and that fixed the problem, so they thought. Wow. Imagine that, being trying to pull that off today, these days, huh? I don't think so. Anyway, there's also people who call this day Sadie Hawkins Day. And more, you know, fast forward to today, mm-hmm. women being given the right, oh, wow, to run after unmarried men. That's right. Sadie Hawkins
like
was
the
a
Sadie Hawkins
character.
Dance.
Yeah, right. Well, Al Capp had a cartoon strip called Little Abner, and Sadie Hawkins was in that, and that's where that all came from, so... At any rate, that's enough on New Year's. Good, Doug. On Leap Year Day 2024. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here on the Purposeful Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have our social media trending list for today, the top 10 items, or actually I should say more correctly, top 10 people whose names are trending because of things that they're doing, things around them. And on the list is Adam Sandler, who gets jumpy around other people who are professionals or who are stars or who are big names. And this more often than not happens when he has his children with him to introduce them to some celebrities that he knows. And so we're going to find out who the latest celebrity that he's brought his children to see, who is this person, and how come he gets jumpy around these people? That's a good question. So Adam Sandler, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Piece of car. I got a piece of car.
This is not Bob Marley. This is Adam Sandler. he's got some really good tunes, like the Hanukkah song and Thanksgiving song, and this is something a lot of people know. So, what's up with Adam Sandler? What'd you say, Jay?
The song "Ode to My Car."
That's what it's called. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, Sandler has been bringing his children to meet celebrities. And he admits that he is around, he's very famous. You wonder if some people get nervous around him. So anyway, he's been talking to a lot of people. You know, all these people are, because there's so many podcasts around now, they do a lot of interviews. And so he was talking about some of the big celebrities that he has met with his children. Sadie's 17, Sonny is 15, and his wife, Jackie, they lose, or he at least loses his cool, so say the rest of the family. And the latest is Taylor Swift, because of what she means to my children, he said.
Mm-hmm.
I get jumpy. I don't want to blow it for the kids. So I'm like, Taylor.
That is the cutest, sweetest reason to be starstruck by another celebrity, because you don't want to blow it for your children.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who have had, going back to my era, I'm not affected by that. I've been around a lot of famous people, interviewed a lot of famous people. You probably, too, have done the same thing, Jay. And it doesn't affect me, because I look at it as if they were just folks who are doing something different. I remember having this conversation with Ed McMahon. I always refer to him as Ed because he and I were good friends, and he loved being a celebrity. And he loved being with celebrities. He's very close friends with Frank Sinatra and a lot of people who liked him because he was a likable guy, not because he was friends with Johnny Carson or not because everybody knew who he was, but because he was a genuinely interesting human being. And that's what, you know, most people like. So I'm guessing Taylor Swift is probably a pretty good human being, and Adam Sandler is as well. But it is fun. You're right, Jay, to see how people who are famous react around some people who also are famous.
They get starstruck by other celebrities.
Exactly. Yep. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance, a little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm worried.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the floor Wednesday. The deal pushes the partial government shutdown deadline from this weekend to March 8th. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November, because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. He will serve out the rest of his Senate term until January 2027. And former President Trump is being barred from the primary ballot in Illinois. For now, it was the ruling of Cook County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Roberts in Illinois on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Doesn't it?
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Full of sugar.
Medicine go down. Yeah. A most delightful
I could
way.
Offer a quiz here to anybody who likes the Chicago shows. Last night on Chicago Med, sugar played an important part in one of the subset stories. There are always half a dozen different stories. The drama continues, and it's always drama around this patient, this doctor, that doctor. So one of the lead doctors is explaining to a patient how sugar is important to his malady. So anybody who saw that and remembers it, I'm going to play a different, we'll play sort of a different tune here. 855-999-DOUG. You can call that line. James Lance, the phone. We take calls on that line. Sometimes we don't put them on the air. Sometimes we do. 855-999-DOUG. Which is 3684. If you can remember or if you saw this, this is, I admit to it being a little bit of, you know, one of those little minuscule things, but see how you are paying attention. And if somebody calls, has the right answer, I'm going to give them a set of My Pillows. All right, how's that for a deal?
Oh, nice.
You got that? Huh? Get a set of My Pillows. If, in fact, you can tell me what the sugar, what they did with the sugar last night on the Chicago Med. All right? How about that for a deal? This is a program that brings purpose to your life. Our lives, your lives, everybody has to have, as I was mentioning a few minutes ago. I was thinking, the reason I brought this up is because my alma mater, Heidelberg College, which is out in Tiffin, Ohio, the slogan, our aim, our promise to the students who go there is that you will, when you graduate, you will be able to live a life of purpose and distinction. And why not, right? There are lots of different ways you can distinguish yourself. Yeah, it is. Bringing purpose to life. And that's kind of what I hope we do here, in part. There's more to life than just getting up and sort of going through the motions. Or that was what Jay and I were talking about in the last half hour, actually. The whole business of leap year and how it comes around, how things work, and do you understand what your purpose is being here? I guess that's what got me thinking about it, Jay. What your purpose is, you're generating things that are good for you and your family, sort of self-esteem, self-worth, very important to understand how all that works. So, with that in mind, and the question about the sugar brings me around to reminding you this program is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Back, if you will, in the fold, there are lots of offers. You go to MyPillow.com, look at the product catalog. There's some great premium MyPillow offers. Matter of fact, right now, using the discount code DS at MyPillow.com, you get the chance to order whatever you want, get 50% off pretty much across the board, especially when it comes to things like the MyPillow 2.0, the new flannel sheets, a six-pack of towels, all this stuff on sale right now. The dog beds, you can get a good deal on them as well if you need them. Couch pillows, I was about to say couch potatoes, but you can't get them at MyPillow. You can get them at MyPotato.com, but you can't get them at MyPillow.com. But you can get, the sheets, all the things that make your life in bed better, other than having somebody that you love sleeping next to you. This is the next best thing. The Giza sheets, also the sateen weave, the slippers. It's just all of this stuff together. Right now, for my listeners, you get all of this stuff at 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. That's DS at MyPillow.com. All right, so let's see what's going on here. Governor Abbott of Texas issued a disaster declaration, Jay. There are 60 counties in this so-called Smokehouse Creek fire, which I don't think anybody's been talking about very much. This is a big disaster. It's the second largest wildfire in Texas history. Thousands and thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate. The fire remains just 3% contained, from what I can gather, looking at two or three of these stories covering. One person is dead. This thing broke out late on Monday. Number of wildfires burning across Texas, actually headed up toward Oklahoma. If you want to know what part of the state it is, it's the part that touches Oklahoma. Let's see here. 850,000 acres have been burned to a crisp. That's larger than the state of Rhode Island, just to put it into perspective. Imagine that, huh? So businesses, homes, farms burned to the ground. And this has not been much discussed because of all of the huzzarai around the elections Tuesday and Trump and going to jail and all this stuff. I mean, come on, what's more important, knowing about this sort of thing? I guess it depends on who you talk to. For me, understanding and knowing this, and the reason you want to understand and know about it is because you want to make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen where you are. It's been pretty dry, I think. James Collins in our studio in Dallas. This winter has been pretty dry. It's also been kind of cold until now. Now it's warmed up. But temperatures in the 80s this week in Texas, right? Isn't it about 80? It was 88, I think, I saw there yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. James is talking to somebody else, so he's not going to respond. But anyway.
Just the fact that there are 23 separate wildfires.
Yeah.
In this area.
Did they get set? The question is, did they get set? That's what you come back around to that. How did that coincidentally happen that there were 23 separate fires? That's a good point, Jay.
I mean, that's a possibility. It could just be, I don't want to say stupidity, maybe ignorance, when there are like no burn notices where the elements are pretty high or pretty good, and the chances are high that there might be wildfires caused, and people will still say like, oh, I have some trash I need to burn in the backyard, or they want to do a bonfire, or they smoke and they just throw out their lit butt. Like,
that's really the most dangerous
thing. So many things
can
happen, and especially when everything kind of culminates together on a certain day because of all of the elements, again, dry and all of that stuff and high winds, things can go ablaze pretty quickly.
Yep. All right. Other than the Supreme Court hearing the Trump immunity claim and the business of him having to pay the fines, the other political news is about John McConnell is listening to us down in Vero Beach right now and saying, huh, what happened to me? No, this is about Mitch McConnell. John McConnell is a great radio guy. Mitch McConnell is a Republican politician that's been in control of the Republican Party in the Senate, I think, for like 20 years. So he's agreed to set himself aside 2 years ahead of the current, his term's over in 2 years. He's the longest-serving Senate leader from either party. Mm-hmm. So what is this going to do? It'll kickstart a race to replace him. Let's see who's on the list. A couple of Johns. Former Majority Whip John Cornyn of Texas. Current Minority Whip John Thune of South Dakota. Let's see here. John Barrasso of Wyoming. They have, if you look around, in this particular election cycle, all of those guys are going to win. They're not losing. The question. And by the way, the only seat that may change that I've seen, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is the Kyrsten Sinema seat in Arizona. Democrats are trying to push her out. She's an independent. They don't like her point of view. I don't know if the Republicans like her. She's pretty independent. I kind of like her, frankly.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, McConnell can't make up his mind. He doesn't really want to endorse Trump. They had a big falling out 3 years ago, and they haven't talked to each other since. Trump was extraordinarily disrespectful. I mean, I've never been a fan of Mitch McConnell at all. But back to Trump and how he takes all the oxygen out of the room. He was so disrespectful. He is just disrespectful. I get off on this. That's what really bothers me about him. It really does. You can say what you want to. Maybe the country has become so crude that they think that this is okay. But for me,
there's definitely there. It seems like bullying culture has had an uptick amongst even adults. Absolutely. And manners just aren't as prevalent as they once were. Oh, I love good manners.
I do. I think people in your face, it's embarrassing. I never engage people. People get into my face. I've had people call me over the years on the air and berate me for this, that, or the other thing. I said, okay, thanks. Hang up the phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you get out of arguing with somebody like that? Or even engaging them in a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why bother?
Argue with the fool, prove yourself to be the bigger fool.
That's a great one. I like that. I don't know that I've heard that before.
I don't know who said that, but
yeah.
Accurate.
All right. Let's go to my favorite website, the NASA website, to bring you up to date on the latest research. There is a very interesting reality. This is the term dwarf galaxies. You're familiar with that, Jay, right? What a dwarf galaxy is. It's what you expect to be. It's kind of a small galaxy. And we are in one of them. We're in one of the smallest galaxies, and yet for the most part, all the stars that we see in the sky at night are in our galaxy. And we think, wow, look at those and how far away they are. Well, I mean, in relative terms, they're pretty far away. But in real terms, they're like our next door neighbors in comparison to what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So these new faint dwarf galaxies that you can hardly see, some of them depending on what, you know, some people think that there's what they call the Big Bang Theory, that everything just happened all at once. But that's being kind of tossed away. Now there are theories that the Big Bang came after the last reality, whatever
it
was.
How many billion? Something. It was truly the end of something.
Yeah, right. It's really, it's more than the mind can understand, frankly. Anyway, these parts of the universe have what's described here by the scientists as a dense hydrogen fog. And that's responsible for reionization. That's how the stuff gets put together. You know, the nitrogen, the oxygen, all the things that make up a planet. And all this stuff is coming from the James Webb Telescope. It's fabulous. It's fascinating. It's amazing what is being seen and what we're learning. I hope youngsters are being taught this in science classes, because they really ought to get a handle on what, you know, how big the world is, in essence, right? It's a world that's fabulous. It's a big, wide, wonderful world. And so there are other things going on other than Donald Trump trying to control everything. Okay, so I guess I've talked enough about Trump and about other things that matter, because we've run out of time in this portion of the program. It's 48 after the hour.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The six strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participating U.S.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
The final horse now in the gate, and they're off. They're starting off with a double tail loop jump, leaving a difficult 7-10 split as there's movement on the inside rail. Only 9 pins separate them now as they head to the final quarter mile. They're neck and neck. It's down to the last frame. Here comes the actual jump. They bundle their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Win, strike, savings, gold.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, focusing now on food, farm, and family. Check it all out every day for the latest in recalls, etc. at foodfarmfamily.com. Today is National Toast Day, in addition to being Leap Year, Leap Day. Toast Day, observed about 10 years ago, established by Tiptree World Bread Awards. Who in the heck is that? Anyway, it's about toast and the varieties of bread that we use to make toast. We ought to have, I hope there's a celebration of French toast in here, Jay, someplace. These people want to spread the word about toast.
Toast.
And whether it's, is it something that, is bread available pretty much all around the world? I guess the flour goes back 30,000 years, but whether bread does or not. I know that back in ancient Egypt, they discovered that if dough was left out, it would rise, and baking it after the bread, the yeast and stuff inside of it made it rise, led to a lighter, fluffier consistency. So they developed closed ovens to bake leavened bread. And then they wanted to make it crusty, so they left it in longer, scorched the bread, and that made it more palatable and increase the shelf life. And then I think out of that came toast as well. Mm-hmm. So you go back to the Roman Empire when, back earlier than that even, the Egyptians invented the oven. And then the electric toaster was invented during the Industrial Revolution. And then it was all uphill from there.
And then the best things in sliced bread.
Yes.
Why do they call it a toast when you are celebrating something and everybody raises their glass and they call
it
a
question.
Toast? Why is that one a toast?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. By the way, the sugar question didn't get answered from Chicago Med last night. The answer to the question was the lead doctor used sugar to quell what basically was a hernia in a young kid. I guess sugar somehow or other it would deal with it. It sounded kind of far-fetched, but hey, listen, a lot of medical stuff you can do without having drugs. And this may be like an old, what do they call it? An old, not an old wives' tale, but...
Yeah, is it an old wives' tale, urban legend?
Yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah, right.
I feel like they have so many consultants on the sets anymore that things are relatively legitimate.
Yeah, oh no, they are. They try to make them very accurate, right? Roland Foods, say it again, Doug. There. Roland Foods of New York recalling a production line of sesame seeds. Is this the seeds that are used on the bread or. What is it?
Oh, not tahini, the spread, which is ground sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds.
Yeah, they have to recall all of those because of
salmonella.
Possible health risk, salmonella.
Yeah, right. So where do you get these? I'm looking around. There are a number of stores. This is probably one of these companies that supplies everybody. Mm-hmm. So this is Roland Foods, and it is Roland Tahini. It has ground sesame seeds in it. And they are not identified, apparently, right? That's the whole problem. If you eat it, if you have an allergic reaction to it, not good.
No, that's what tahini is. I mean, if you have a sesame allergy,
I have the slightest idea what it is. Never heard of it before.
Yeah, so it's like peanut butter made with peanuts. It's that, but it's made with ground sesame seeds. And the issue isn't that they're undeclared. They're salmonella.
It's salmonella because they've been left exposed to the elements and it started to kind of rot. And that stuff grows in things that are exposed to the air, salmonella, listeria, E. coli. All right, here's the story from Salt Lake City. Unsatisfied diner incited a backlash all over Salt Lake City, griping online about a local pizzeria which intentionally burned, so this guy says, the slices because they didn't leave a tip. So this is, we're heard in Salt Lake, so I'd be interested, boys and girls, what's the story? This is I'm trying to find the name of the pizza parlor.
How would they know they weren't leaving a tip?
Well, because now when you order something... You put it in the thing. You slip your card in, and it asks you, you want to leave a tip, 15%, 20%, 25%. When you pay for stuff now, if you use a card, that comes up automatically on the screen.
Ordering on the phone, because some people still tip if they order ahead and pay ahead. They still tip. Some people still tip cash when they go pick it up. I guess that's what I was thinking. I'm like, who orders pizza in person instead of over the phone?
But they went so far as to put pictures online of the burnt pizza.
So, haven't you ever had burnt pizza just because it was burnt pizza? Sometimes you just make a mistake.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Be careful when you go to the tip machine. 59 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.